Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and it is a great day for New Life. I'm telling you, if you want a little, maybe a little boost, a little help with an issue you might be dealing with, we're here. And you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. When I say we, I'm talking about Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Good to see you.
And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, now, Steve.
I don't know what the collective wisdom is between the three of us, but I would say this, it's at least 3 years of wisdom. Because, you know, it takes a long time to get wisdom. You know, you can be smart, you can be trained, but wisdom, I don't know. So we've got at least 3 years of wisdom between us. So
if
you want to talk with some people that are at least 3 years of wise, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, Dave, you and I are going to be doing 12 steps to happier. And talk about a little bit what you're going to be talking about at 12 steps to happier. It's right there, Southern California, Mariners Church. We love these people. They support what we do in life recovery all the time.
Well, we're going to talk about how changing your thoughts will change your life and how to do that. That'll be one of the talks that I do. And the other, another one, it'll be mental health in the church, and kind of looking at some of the continuing issues that need to be addressed in terms of how the church deals with mental health.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that the Bible only addresses joy, but it also, it is a biblical concept. Happiness is a biblical concept also. And then, of course, the 12 steps tells us that if we will follow the 12 steps, that we will be reasonably happy
in this life.
And then we'll be unbelievably happy for eternity with him in heaven. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And it's all about Scripture. It's all about the Bible. It's all about the 12 steps that, as Dr. Bill W. and Dr. Bob said, they didn't invent them. They discovered them, and they discovered them right out of the good book. If you are a person who works in counseling and you'd really like to be able to help people that are in recovery a little bit better, that's the place to show up. If you have never thought you needed 12 steps and are curious, that's the place to come and join us, because they're 12 steps for anybody. And 3 million life recovery Bibles are proof that they truly are 12 steps for anybody. But right now, today, we want you to join us, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. And as we'll talk about our finances, I just want you to know right up front, if you help us, we're going to send you, with a gift of any amount, we'll send you the best devotional that Dave and I have been a part of, and it is called Take Your Life Back Day by Day, 365, I think it is, days of devotional. It's just a fantastic encouragement every single day. And then I also want to mention right before we go to this break that Every Man's Battle is September 13th in Houston. Finding Freedom, following right behind that, September the 20th in Dallas. We would love to see you come. You know, we're a ministry about transformation. How do we do it? We work with the best Christian counselors we can find in these intensive weekend experiences. And then we work with the best Christian counselors long-term and try to provide you with some biblical wisdom, not just emotional or psychological insight. That's what we do here. It's different, and we love getting to do it. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go right to your calls, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours. We are grateful that you tuned in today. And here's our prayer, that before you leave, before you stop listening, something new is going to be part of your life today.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and at the break, Jill Hubbard told us she saw the Overcomer movie twice.
I did. I saw it twice, and I cried more the second time, Steve.
There you go.
It was great. I rallied people to go, and everybody loved it. It was great.
No, so
if you haven't seen it yet.
Very, very, very inspirational.
It is very inspirational. It makes you think. I think it's
good
for somebody at all levels of faith or no faith.
Yes, and it's got some little genius, wonderful elements to
twist.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I think it was Monday, I was at a gathering of eighth grade parents that we meet once a month. And one of the ladies was telling me and others, she went, she cried, she laughed. And, and after it was over, the woman next to her just hugged her because she thought she needed a hug. So I think, we are thrilled to partner with it. If you haven't seen it, it really is something to take your kids to.
Mm-hmm. I feel like college. I've seen it. I've watched the trailer many times.
Yeah, but it's so good.
They're advertising it so much.
It's
really
so good.
Exciting.
You'd love it, Dave. You really would. And it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, give it a look. All right, let's. How about we talk with Carolina from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA, and she has called us. And you can, too, for a couple hours, 1-800-229-3000. Carolina, how are you today? What's going on?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we sure can, and we're glad you called. What's going on?
Well, when my mom was pregnant with me, she took a bottle of pills and tried to abort me, but instead, you know, I end up with my feet, like they were bent. And then at 6 months, she took me to the doctor to have them straightened out, and the doctor reset my feet without giving me anesthesia.
Oh my goodness.
About a year or two ago, I could hear a baby. It's like I was sleeping. I could hear a baby crying, and it sounded like me. I heard a baby crying, and I don't know whether or not, you know, that I'm thinking that I may have unresolved issues or unresolved pain due to the traumatization that I suffered as a baby. So I was just trying to figure out, like, is that possible? And if it is, where should I start to, like, unpack that?
Well, of course, anything's possible, Carolina, but let me talk to you about something before Dave and Jill talk to you about that. So a lot of people that have gone through what you've gone through, they would use that as some kind of excuse to just give up, and something tells me that has not been your life, right? You've just kept going. And even though your mom was not a good mom. How did you prevent yourself, or how were you able to get beyond thinking that God didn't love you just because you had a mom that was, you know,
so confused.
Yeah, she was confused. Mm-hmm. How did you deal with that? Just so other people might benefit from that.
Well, it wasn't easy. I mean, I had to do a lot of work, and I just mm-hmm. really believed that. I just really truly believed in my heart that God loves me, but mm-hmm. I know it in my head, but it hasn't really reached my heart yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm still working on that part, like trying to get it from my head that God loves me to my heart, that God really loves me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad we talked about that.
It's evident that God wanted you here, Carolina.
Yeah.
Because against all odds, you are here, right? And even though we have adversity in this world, you know, there's a purpose. So go ahead. You were going to say something?
You know, I truly believe that I know that God wanted me here for a purpose, for a reason, mm-hmm. because he spared my life. He said, Carolina, no. Mm-hmm. I always look at it and say the enemy tried to kill me because the enemy used my mom to try to kill me. But God said, no, I don't want her. I'm not ready for her yet because I have a purpose for her. Mm-hmm. But I struggle so much.
Sure. Oh,
I struggle so much.
So we're also not meant to do this life alone. So it's really important that, you know, when you're a child, you don't get to choose who you are with. But as an adult, you get to choose who gets to be friends and family. And you know, it's important to draw people around you that are safe, good people, and that care about you and have your best interests at heart. I think part of our journey is sometimes looking at those things that creep in from the past. Certainly, we know that our bodies remember everything. So prior to us having, being of the age where we can verbalize things, we remember, and it's all encoded. Now, are we supposed to go and dig for every little thing that happened to us? No, not necessarily. But when it shows up, then we have to pause and say, what's that about? And so you're asking about trauma. I certainly think, first of all, you need to start with a therapist. And, you know, we often talk on this program about dealing with trauma and also utilizing an adjunctive therapy, which is called EMDR, which is...
eye movement.
Yeah, it's always a mouthful. Eye movement...
It's trauma therapy.
It's trauma therapy, thanks. Eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. Thank you. So that's something that can be helpful to you. But starting with a therapist that you connect with, that understands trauma, but helps you to deal with that in the present, right? And how it's affecting your life now.
And you would end up looking at things that are similar to what you experienced early. Mm-hmm. But to get at what happened to you when the doctor did that, what your mom did when you were in the womb, there's no words for that. So there's no conscious memory, verbal memory of it. So spending time looking for that type of thing is really not your focus. It's working with people who understand how to deal with early trauma like that.
Well, I would say
it can be like emotional. It can be emotional memory, like in the body.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And how it's affecting you today.
And people, people do have trauma from, you know, even from like surgeries that are necessary to save their life. People have trauma from that because as a child, I mean, think about it. It's like, okay, you're being taken. There's strangers that are working on you. You might be taken away from your parent, the only safe person you know. There's all kinds of things that go along with that, that as a child, you don't know how to process it.
I would assume, rather than, you know, is this a sign of that or whatever, I would just assume that you have all sorts of stuff that mm-hmm. you're dealing with as a result of this. I can't imagine anybody not having them. And then you just do the work. Now, here's a question for you. We're doing this workshop in Dallas called Finding Freedom. And, you know, ever since I paid for an abortion, realized what I did, you know, I have done everything I can to raise money for women's resource centers and things like that just to try to make restitution. But I would just love it if you could get to Dallas. We would just give you one big old scholarship to come to Finding Freedom if you could get there on September the 20th. So I want to talk to you about that. I also want to talk to you about, we have some great, great counselors where you live that can do the kind of work that you need. But let me just say this too. If, let's just say you couldn't come to Finding Freedom. Let's say that you, for whatever reason, couldn't get to see a counselor. You know, you need loving, wise, older women to represent what a loving, wise mother could have represented to you but didn't. And you just need to be in their presence. A women's Bible study where you can be open, where there people are free and hugging. And that's the kind
that's
of thing,
good medicine.
In addition to all of the... Yeah, that is really the kind of things that you, in the, at this stage of life, need to be looking for.
Because, Steve, can I add to that? Because I think more than a single event trauma that happens to people, as a result of what your mom did and what you went through, there's something called cumulative trauma, and that is when over and over again there are those emotional kind of gaps or misattunements that happen. And your mom being as confused as she was about whether she wanted you or not, and then the guilt of that, and I just can't help but think there were so many, you know, emotional misattunements that happened to you over and over again, and that's where you're struggling. And that's where having other people in your life to reinforce what you know in your head would be really helpful.
You know, Jill, along the lines of that, kind of a complicated and trauma upon trauma, you know, I'll often just ask somebody, so tell me what happened to you. And what did you tell yourself about yourself? Because that happened to you, you know, because we make all these assumptions and assessments, and they're usually absolutely not true. And we take on the shame of the person that did something shameful.
Yeah,
so I would just love to be part of us helping you just wipe that slate clean, and, you know, where you can accept what happened, process it, understand it, forgive, and then really have a life where you're not struggling, you're free, but you're always aware of the strength it took to overcome what you did, and you're trying to help other people experience it.
Speaking of that, Steve, I think the Overcomer movie would actually be really good for Carolina.
True.
So if you haven't seen it, Carolina, go see it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's encouraging. I am so thankful you called. I'm going to send you one of these very special restoration Bibles. I think you're going to love it, and it takes the acronym RESTORE and talks about how we can be restored in our relationship with others and in Christ. I'm going to send that to you, my gift to you, along with Take Your Life Back, and I really hope that you can enjoy that. Carolina, I'm going to pray for you, and I think you are such an example, an amazing example of what this horrible, horrible thing abortion has done to this world. Think of all of the people who did not survive. All of the babies that did not survive a mother's desire to be free of the child. You did, and I'm so glad that you did. But we're missing some wonderful, millions of wonderful people because of legalized abortion. And where does that start? It starts with a man who doesn't have sexual integrity getting involved with a woman. It always involves a man. All right, let's go, and how about we talk with Sarah, Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on with you today?
I have had to talk with my husband a couple times about being too aggressive with our kids physically, like grabbing their arm when they're in trouble, really firm, and just kind of poking and pinching kind of things. And then I was away from my kiddos for a bit, and when I came back, my 5-year-old told me, I don't want you to go anymore. And he told me that my husband sometimes pinches him when he's mad at him. And he said, I wouldn't go to bed. And Dad told me to go to bed. I didn't go to bed. And I got up again. He threw something at me and smacked my forehead. And then our older son, I talked to him after that. And he said he saw it and that he did smack him in the head. And my oldest said he sometimes grabs my arm really hard and he does pinch me too. And I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
It's probably the way his dad disciplined.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to give you some options here when we come back from the break. And I'm so glad you called because guess what? Those kids are counting on you, not him. They're counting on you.
Yes.
And so we want to help you do so that they love you and respect you rather than 20 years from now, they're still mad at you because you didn't do what you could do. It's really amazing. Kids sense, hey, this guy, he's out of control. He can't help himself, but mom could. Mom could do something. They want you to. We'll help you do it.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back in a very tough situation. Sarah, I'm so glad that you've called us here. Her husband is too aggressive. He's too tough, and he's kind of out of control here, and she wants to do something. Sarah, first question, has he been aggressive to you in this way?
No, never.
Okay, just to the kids.
And your kids are boys, both boys?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And well, he's kind of... go ahead.
I would say... We were saying that he's kind of acting like a 5-year-old that doesn't know how to, you know, deal with things. So he uses his body. He's physical in interacting with them. And, you know, I'm thinking that the man part of him somehow feels powerless and disrespected. And so he's going to bully them into behaving.
So, you know, it can still have a happy ending here. But what is he gonna? What do you think his reaction is gonna be when you say, you know, I've talked to some people, they don't know who we are and all, but But they say that we have to get in us into some counseling with a man that can help you deal with what's happening here. It's too much, and help us deal with each other, because you're going to be defensive and you're going to justify. And honey, I can't sit back and let the kids be mistreated or come to believe that this is what a man is. He's rough. He's too rough. What's his reaction going to be when you, what do you think it'll be when you tell him, we got to get some help, honey?
I think probably not good.
Yeah.
The two times that I've talked to him about it before, it's what I witnessed, you know, grabbing their arm really firm and really getting in their face and stuff. And when I say later, I would talk to him and say, we cannot discipline when we're angry like this. You know, you've got to wait till you're calm. And even then, it's like, you know, it's not like I hurt him. I just grabbed it. It's just very defensive and downplaying it, acting like I'm, you know, overreacting. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just don't imagine the conversation going well.
All right. So let's go back to that time. And what was your reply to him when he shut you down like that? Well, I'm just, you know, it's not that bad.
Reiterated what I had said, that I just thought, you know, in my opinion, that is just not effective disciplining. That it's, and then I've witnessed my oldest do some, you know, grabbing of his brother. I'm like, they're just doing what's been done to them, and it just never ends well. It's like we basically agree to disagree on what's okay.
Well, one angle that you can take,
but it's not okay.
No, it's not okay. But one angle you can take is, honey, I talked to you about this, you know, whenever it was, and your response was, it's not that bad. I'm not being that rough. And so I let it go. I was expecting that things would get better. It is that bad now. It hasn't gotten better. And I'm afraid that the kids are not just going to turn against you over this. They're going to turn against me. We're going to lose our kids. And there's only one person that can do something about this, and it's you. Because, honey, I know you don't want to hear this from me, but you have a problem. You have to get some help
for that problem. And I'd ask him how his dad disciplined him, because I'm sure that he experienced the same thing, and he's going to tell you, I survived it. It didn't affect me. And
has he told you that already? Has he told you about that or something?
Yes.
Okay. So you could say, honey, I feel for you that you had to go through what you did with your father, but oh my goodness, let's don't put the kids through that. It isn't something that's good. It's not good.
And our boys are different. They're responding to it in a different way than you responded to it. And you've got to take into account the way the kids are.
I was from an abusive home, and so I am, like, hypersensitive to physical touch. Like, just, I'm not okay with it.
So he discounts you because of that?
I'm sorry?
Does he discount you because of that?
I don't know. Maybe.
So, you know,
he hasn't said that, but
okay. So one of the things, I would, a couple of things. First of all, I would ask him, what are you feeling right before you pinch our sons? What happens for you? Because when our sons don't do what you want them to do, what does that feel like? Because it's in that moment he has a feeling, and then he, you know, has to do something physical, right, to them. He's retaliating against them for not complying to his wishes, right, to his authority. And what's that feeling like for you, you know? And then ask him about how he felt being on the receiving end, that moment when you could see it in your dad's eyes, that, I didn't do what he said, and now he's coming after me. and try to get him to connect those dots. I think you have to, instead of just trying to convince him that it's wrong, you've got to go at a feeling place with him to get some identification.
Okay.
And then I have one more thought after the break.
Okay, well, right after the break, we'll go with that one more thought. But Sarah, you know, the life of Jesus was short-term pain, suffering, sacrifice for us for the long-term good of all of us, if we'll accept it. And some of the things that you're going to have to do is going to be painful for you. It's going to be hard for you. You're going to need some courage and support to get it done. We'll talk about it after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're just going to finish up here with Sarah. Jill, you had something you wanted to say.
Okay,
to her.
So Sarah, I was talking about you trying to connect with your husband's experience. And once you're able to do that, ask him if he would be willing to also look at it from your son's perspective, right? So first you hear him, and then is he willing to listen to your sons? Because even though he thinks it's not a big deal, he's now a grown man. And most grown men don't really understand their strength, right? And how it affects women and how it affects children. And so to have your sons be able to say, Dad, you hurt us. We don't like it. And to hear them and try to get behind their eyes. But I think first you have to connect with him.
Okay, one final thing. I think if you could say this to him, it's helpful. Honey, I absolutely know what your childhood was like, and I know down deep inside, even though you're trying to justify, you're saying something, I know you don't like this.
Yeah.
I know you don't want this for our kids. So I want you to come, and I want you to get some counseling with me, us together. It's both of our problems. When he doesn't do that, you simply must go yourself. And then that therapist that you go to will be able to work with you on an ongoing basis to, you know, kind of figure out, here's the approach we're going to try with him today. But don't cower in fear. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't cower in fear. This is a hill to die on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I've noticed, like, I don't leave my kids ever. Like, they are home with them 24/7, and it's because I don't want to leave them, you know.
Well, you don't trust them.
I don't feel comfortable leaving them.
And so you have to say, honey, I don't leave our kids with you anymore because they are so afraid to be alone. Honey, I am so sorry to say this, and I know this came from the way you were raised, and we can do something about this. And when your kids, mm-hmm. your boys see you do something about this, what is the impact their lifetime of you stepping up and doing what so few other dads would do? That's the kind of thing we want to do. And I'm glad that you called. We got to find a copy of The Angry Man around here, Dave, because that is just such a great book for him. But I'm going to send every man's Bible.
Jill has
to
a copy.
Give
to Jill doesn't need
him.
Anymore.
Jill's got a copy. Good. And I'm just hoping you guys could get to our marriage intensive, or both of you could go to Finding Freedom. Let us do something to help you guys, and we'll try to find that counselor that you need. All right, let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, this is the reason we're here.
Yeah.
Very, very tough situation.
And, you know, talking about counselors, what I wanted to share today about why we ask people to give, just the effect that this ministry has on people, it has to do with the lady that contacted New Life to find a counselor. And we helped her with that recommendation. So she says, "My counselor quickly gained my trust. I knew she cared for me, and I trusted your recommendation." She goes on for a page and a half just telling all the things that this counselor helped her with. Mm. And she says, "I'm not cured, and I know that it is an ongoing process and won't be finished until I get to heaven, but I've finally begun to make a strong start. I wanted to let you know what a great recommendation you made by sending me to Stephanie." That was the counselor's name.
Mm,
"I consider it a miracle. I'm 30 years old, and I'm finally getting to feel like I have the rest of my life to look forward to. Thank you for your ministry."
Wow.
I think they call that transformation. It was a transformative relationship.
And we don't give enough emphasis sometimes on one of the things that we do here is we help you find counselors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that makes a difference. And if you can just believe in what New Life does, believe it enough that you would say, "I can write a check today and support you," or, "I can join Club New Life today for ongoing support so that you can continue to refer people to counselors that change their lives, go into workshops that change their lives, listening to this radio program that changed their lives." That's what we're looking for. And big emphasis on Club New Life because we need that monthly regular support. We've got 8 books that are thank you when you join. 8 books, $129 if you bought them retail. You commit to $30 a month, one time, first commitment, first check, you get the 8 books. We also have a video library for Club New Life members. And just coincidentally, Dave's on radio today, and 2 of his videos are up this week: Help for Depression and Dealing with Mean and Sarcastic People. 2 things that none of us have ever had to deal with, but theoretically we might have to one day.
Yeah. Well, there's so many benefits to it, including lives change because of your support.
Absolutely.
So you call us. Please help us if you possibly can.
Thank you for supporting us, everybody who has been.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We're going to go to our next call. And by the way, if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Laura, Sacramento, California. KFIA is the station. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thank you.
What's happening in your life today?
Well, I've been married for 8 years, and I have a couple little kids, 5 and 7. And my husband and I have had struggles in our marriage since the beginning with intimacy because he's been addicted to pornography, and when he does that, he will use like street drugs. In the beginning when we got married, it was just off and on here and there. So it wasn't like a continuous thing, but in the past years I've noticed, okay, something else is going on. And come to find out 5 months ago, he's been addicted to methamphetamines for over 2.5 years now.
Oh, wow.
And he kept a secret from me. And I didn't know anything about it. I knew something was wrong, and he was distant, and he wasn't engaged with the family. I was just kind of doing things on my own. And there was no intimacy because, you know, of how far he had gone. He's been out of the house 5 months now. And what I had asked him when he was out is that I needed him to get clean and focus on getting into a recovery program so he can address the root of why he's doing all these things. He had a good string of being clean, and I allowed him to come back in the house because I thought I saw a repentant heart. I was like, wow, you know, he's sorry for his actions. And so I let him come back in the house, and within a week he was using again in the garage and around the kids. And so I asked him to leave again. He's been out since, and now he's out of money. And now he's gone to the church and asked like the elders to help him. Like, he wants to get better. He needs help. He's making the appearances, going to church. He's attending the meetings, but he's not actually doing the action. So my boundaries have still been, I need you to be clean and go through recovery before you come home and we work this out. But I'm getting pressure from my church, from elders that are in the church that really love him and are just desperate to see him, you know, are desperate to see our marriage restored. Mm-hmm. The expectation of asking me to bring him home, that I have some control over this.
No. Look.
And they don't understand how unhealthy this is. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I've been accused of having a hardened heart and that I'm digging my heels and that I'm, you know, a woman scorned.
This is not a new phenomenon. This is not something we've never dealt with before. People in church leadership sometimes have things that they want stuff. They don't want to feel bad, and they want to tie things up in a nice bow. But but here's the thing. It's not just about him finding the root of this in a recovery program. It's making it right with other people. So, you know, when you're working the steps in recovery, you know why you don't have to have shame anymore? Because you made it right. You called people. You talked to people. You made restitution. You did what it took to make amends. See, that's the evidence you're looking for. And you should be saying to those elders, if you love him, then you will say to him, we need to see the evidence of you working a recovery program, not you begging us to pressure your wife to get you back in the house. You get yourself back in there by working those steps. And listen, if you're out of money, you've got a lot of time to attend a lot of meetings and get a lot of help. But no, so you really don't want to cave under pressure. And you want to tell them, I so appreciate your leadership role, but this is just an instance where you're going to have to trust that there is more to this than meets the eye. This guy manipulated me to get back in the house, and once back in, it all fell apart. That's the worst thing for us, for his children, for me, for our church.
That's
Don't
typical.
Try to pressure me to do something that's short-sighted. Let's help him for real. Let's get him some help. And then we can talk about restitution.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I've been pouring my heart out here because I just don't want Laura to succumb, courageous Laura. I don't want you to succumb to this pressure because it isn't going to help. And if I was talking to those elders, I would say, let him come to your house and he's going to be doing meth there. We've done this experiment. He manipulated to get back home, and he wasn't working a program. Jill, Dave, what do you guys think that she should do? Help her.
Well, you sound like you've been to Al-Anon yourself, Laura, have you?
I haven't gone to Al-Anon, but I've gone to NA and Celebrate Recovery.
Oh, perfect.
Good for you.
Celebrate Recovery for 4 months now.
Because you know what you're talking about, and, and you need to listen to your own heart because that's your best advice you can give yourself is what you're telling yourself. I affirm what you're doing, and you're on the right track, and you got to stay that track regardless of what the elders say.
And here's a really defining question. Does he have a sponsor?
Well, still after, in the past month, even the elders had asked him that he needed to get a sponsor, and his answer to me today is he hasn't picked one yet.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that he's good at doing is appearing at places, but the follow through isn't there.
Being vague.
So that's what I would just stick to that one issue. You guys know that he needs a sponsor. You've told him to get a sponsor. I would not do anything, you're saying to them, to bring him back home if he didn't even have a sponsor. He hasn't even done that. When people get sponsors, they are serious about working the steps, and he hasn't done that. So, oh, my goodness. Is there anybody on that elder board that's supportive of you being tough, or are they all saying the same thing?
No, they're not all saying the same things. I think there's mixed feelings, but I think there's some mixed messages, because in the same sentence that I'm getting, you know, I need to be prayed on, and I need to be able to work towards restoring, you know, our marriage and whatever, at the same time, you know, they don't, you know, there's one person that doesn't want to take him in and help him because they're not willing to run the risk seeing that there's these actions he's not following. So he's not taking the steps. And I feel very convicted because even though I changed my life like 9-10 years ago, I still feel like I'm a newer believer because I just feel like insecure in the fact that I'm having these elders come to me biblically with verses and this and, you know, like the pressure of biblically the wife has to be the one to carry or care for your sick husband. And it's
and you are
making these decisions.
But Laura, the best way you could care for your sick husband is to do what you are doing. Bringing him home just eases everyone's anxiety. It doesn't help your husband because you've already tried it, right?
So
you are caring for him in the most effective way.
Right.
So do whatever.
And even the week that he was here, that I did allow him to come home, just even asking for, like, can you test for me? It was a confrontation. And then just even today asking him, like, well, who's your sponsor? And are you going to NA meetings? You know, what are you know? when's the last time you tested? He was very defensive, and it's like there's no humbling of his heart to be I'm working this program to make things right. Wait on me. And there's no even discussion because there's no actions. Mm-hmm.
So just you need to, maybe it's to appeal to the pastor. Hey, I need you to help me with the elder board, the senior pastor, or the senior pastor's wife even. But we're on your team, and I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because there you've got some great information on how to respond, which they're not doing. They're reacting to him versus responding to him in tough love. Mm-hmm. Send a Life Recovery Bible. But, if you've ever been a part of trying to pressure somebody like her to do something like this, you have to do your homework. You have to be sure you're really pushing her or leading her in the right direction, because you could be setting up a really disastrous failure. And so I just hope and pray that when it comes to an answer, we're not always looking for the quick fix, instant solution, the simple thing. Because I'm telling you, if I were her, I would really, really be struggling with this church and its leadership that's discounting what she's saying altogether. Don't do that.
Well, and the fact that he's using in front of the kids, you can't allow that. What poor judgment that is. That is the evidence that the drug is his God.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I would like to encourage folks to do something, and that is to take a step in some way to get better. I'm just so convinced if all of us made a commitment a little bit better every day, we're going to be in such a better place. Take something. Look the 12 steps up online, or grab one of the 12-step books, like the 12 Laws or 12 Gifts or Life Recovery Bible. Look at these steps at what they are. They are so rich in biblical principle in what they're wanting a person to do to love other people well, to make things right. I would just challenge you. Give it a look. I'd also like to invite you to be part of New Life in a different way than maybe you've never been before. But you've heard us talk about our trips, and we're doing a trip in 2020 that's going to be really special. I've wanted to do this for a long time, but it's always been just way too expensive to do it. But we found a way to do it. No ministry dollars get spent on this. These are the kind of things that we do to build support for the ministry, and we're going to take a group of New Life listeners and supporters, and we're going to start in Amsterdam, and we're going to take a river cruise on the Rhine, and we'll end up in Basel, Switzerland. And we're going to do it September 28th through October the 5th, but you have to sign up now because the cabins are already going away.
Of next
Mylon's
year.
Mylon's going to teach. Yeah, it's next year. Mylon's going to teach, and I'm going to teach, and we would just love for you to come. It's a really different New Life cruise, and we just, people go and we have experiences, but they always say the teaching is one of the richest things there. And when Mylon's teaching, you can be sure it's a rich time. So call us, ask for information, or go online to newlife.com, and we'll tell you all about that. Now, the thing that we do every month, because there's so much need, is our Every Man's Battle workshop, and that's the 13th of September, and then Finding Freedom, September the 20th. And there isn't a call that we take that couldn't benefit from finding freedom. And most every man, you have to make a decision to do something about this lust and sexual integrity issue. So I'm going to encourage you to do it, and you will never regret getting the help that you need in this confidential way where there's so much support and not a shaming environment, but an encouraging environment. To find out about that, you just call us at 1-800 New life. And we talked about Club New Life, what we will send you, a library of books, and you get access to our video library for $30 a month. But a gift of any amount, and we'll send you this great devotional book, Take Your Life Back Day by Day. The world has stolen our lives. We get so caught up in it, and this is a way to take it back and own it for good forever. Whatever you're struggling with, you call us. Let us help you. We'll talk to you. We'll try to give you some prayer and discernment and some wisdom at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray for new life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.